Good afternoon. Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I assist you today?
Hi. I got charged. I did not authorize this charge on May 24.
Yes, ma'am.
$5.74.
For $5.74 on May the 4th,
yes.
Ma'am, I need to locate an account for you first. And what you're saying would make a lot more sense to me if I'm looking at your account. So could you provide a zip code for me so I may pull up your account so I can better assist you, please?
90701.
And what's your first and last name, ma'am?
Renee Lotterina.
Okay, hang on just a moment. I don't see an account for you just yet. That doesn't mean you don't have one. You said your zip code was 90701?
Yes.
Okay, let's try a different route. Let me have your phone number, please.
714-276-4438.
Thank you, ma'am. Renee Lotterina, there you are. Now, for security purposes on your account, Ms. Lotterina, could you verify for me your shipping address, ma'am?
17888 Albertis Avenue, BS in Boy 213, Artesia, California.
Thank you,
Connie.
Thank you, ma'am. Give me just a second for your account to pull completely up. And this is a third-party call center, Mr. Lotterina. I love saying your last name is so pretty. What is that? Is it Italian?
Filipino.
Oh, it's pretty. Okay. Now, here's what happened. You actually were charged for a foot massager back in February of this year. You paid $7.95 for it, and more than likely you had done a survey and they said pick a free gift, so you picked the foot massager. But what happened, Ms. Lotterina, is when you paid that shipping and handling, there was something that came up and said that they were going to enroll you in this monthly membership where they charge you $56.95 each month in exchange for a gift card for this online web store. It's called the Best Consumers Gadgets Club. Fortunately, your bank or credit card company has declined every charge except for the initial charge in February, all the way up until May the 28th. So nothing has come out of your account. I stand corrected. Now I see a charge here. So you literally had like two accounts because you ordered a tactical bag on 5/21. That initiated the same thing, them putting you in this discount membership club. But once again, when they tried to charge $67.32 on the 26th of this month, your bank declined that charge too. So I can cancel these accounts out. Evidently, you don't want the charges. And they will continue to try and collect that money. Now, let me see if they're the same card. Nope. Okay, the foot massager was charged on Visa card ending 7366. Again, that was back in February. You initiated
one. I did not allow that.
So you didn't order the foot massager back in February, ma'am?
No.
Okay, hang on just a moment.
I do my own massage.
Okay, I heard that. However, there's a federal tracking number, ma'am, that states that that foot massager was delivered to the address that you just confirmed. It said it was delivered March the 10th to your address. I mean, at this juncture, it's neither here nor there. You paid for it or you didn't pay for it. You got it. I'm going to cancel out both accounts so they won't bill you anything else in the future. They won't ship you anything else. They won't bill you anything else. And in reference to that new charge that was made on a different credit card for the other one said, I'm sorry?
I changed my credit card.
Yeah, you changed the credit card and used a different credit card.
The last number, yeah. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. The foot massager was ordered on a Visa card that ended in 7366. The tactical bag was ordered just last month on a MasterCard that ends 9018. But again, in both cases, with both products, all you paid was a shipping. Once you got it, your bank did not pay any other fees except for the shipping and handling. And just like the what was it? The what's it called? Foot massager. The tactical bag shipped out on the 23rd of May. And according to the federal tracking number that's attached to that, it says that that was delivered to the same address you just verified on the 25th of May. So whether you order them or not, they were both delivered to your house, ma'am. There are no more charges that will be put on your account, but I can't refund those shipping and handling charges because, for one, you've had both products, one of them for 6 months, the other one for 30 days, and you didn't call in to have them canceled or return them. So I can cancel out your account to prevent any future charges, both of them, and give you two separate cancellation numbers. That'll ascertain that no more bills or no more charges are put on your account. Give me just a moment to get both of those accounts canceled out, Ms. Lorena, and I'll be back with two different cancellation numbers. This way you won't be billed or shipped anything else, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, just a moment, please. Okay, ma'am, for the initial shipment, for the or the initial product, which was the foot massager, your cancellation number for that account is going to be C as in cat,
259-092.
Then 506.
506. That's the cancellation.
That's the cancellation for the account that was initiated from the foot massager. Again, that account was started back in February. Nothing else has been taken off except for $7.95 for the shipping for that foot massager. Now, the next account was initiated just last month, and that was for a tactical bag.
A what?
A tactical bag.
Tactical bag.
I have no idea what that is, ma'am. I guess it's something you go camping with. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, it came to your house, though. And that cancellation number, well, according to the post office, it did, ma'am. Maybe somebody took it off your porch. I'm not sure. But the federal tracking number says it was delivered, as was the foot massager, to that 17888 Albertus Avenue, apartment B213, Artesia, California.
Okay.
And that cancellation number, ma'am, for the tactical bag, Miss Lorterina, is going to be C as in cancel. Wait, it's still buffering. I'm waiting for it to stop.
C cancel?
Yeah, I'm waiting. It's still buffering, ma'am. I'm waiting for it to stop so the number will pop up.
Okay.
It won't let me see it. It's still spinning around. Wait a minute. Okay, here we go. C is in cancel, 260.
260.
Yes, ma'am. 344.
344.
665.
665.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Anything else that I can assist you with today?
That was another one, but I don't think it's a debit card purchase, and it says childofmud.com. Is that the one? Is that another one?
How much is there a charge associated with that?
$4.95.
No, I don't see that one, ma'am. That wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Let me double check now. Hang on. The shipping and handling charges for both items that you ordered. Oh, I'm sorry, that you didn't order. Hang on just a moment. So, yeah, you did say something about $4.95. That's not even on this account, ma'am. These are two different accounts. And the shipping and handling for both of these, I think, were like one was $7.95, the other one was $9.97. So, that wasn't one of our vendors. I don't know what that was.
You would cancel that too?
I can't cancel that one because that wasn't us. Okay, for the tactical bag, On 5/21, you paid $5.74 for shipping and handling on the foot massager. On February, 26, you paid $7.95 shipping and handling.
So which one? What is canceled?
Both of those are canceled, ma'am. Both accounts are canceled. It's just you said you had a $4.95 charge. $4.95 was not charged by either of these on either of these accounts. So I don't know. That wasn't these vendors or this vendor.
Okay. That's all?
Yes, ma'am. You're all set, Ms. Lorena. They won't bill you anything else. Both accounts are canceled.
Okay, thank you. Thank
you're
you very
well.
Much.
You're more than welcome, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
That's all. I don't know. I don't know what it is in my other. I only have one bank account with me right now.
Right. Okay. Well, you can call your bank and ask them to give you a number for that charge of $4.95. It sounds like another shipping and handling charge, but it wasn't for this company.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day and stay safe.
Okay. Bye-bye. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.